Residents of the Bartlett Park neighborhood in South St. Petersburg are getting free energy audits of their homes. The program, sponsored by Progress Energy, kicked off this morning with a press conference and some home audits. Goliath Davis is the deputy mayor for Midtown Economic Development with the City of St. Petersburg. Davis said that this is the city's second collaboration for home audits with Progress Energy. The first was in Childs Park.
Here in Bartlett Park, we will be doing essentially the same thing, and that is affording opportunities for residents and business owners to have energy audits, and as a result of those audits, look at opportunities for reducing their energy costs. Progress Energy auditors and others will be leaving behind a whole host of things to help facilitate that. Energy efficient light bulbs, wraps for water heaters and air conditionings and so forth.
Davis said that residents realized very, very good savings from the previous energy audit.
People can save anywhere from $100 a year upwards, depending upon the type of measures they take.
Lee Guthrie is the manager of program development and administration with Progress Energy. Guthrie said that the energy audit program began as a pilot in the spring of 2006 in the Palmetto Park neighborhood.
And it was so successful, we've taken it now to 8 neighborhoods. It'll be 10 next month. We have 2 more coming up. And approximately 3,000 people have been impacted with about 48,000. I think we're close to 50,000 energy efficiency measures installed in those homes. So making a difference, one house at a time.
So you don't have to fill up anything.
I don't have to already have paper.
Under the hot morning sun, local residents signed up for free energy audits of their homes. Guthrie said that the auditors are trying to find ways for residents to save money on their energy bills.
They're looking for the things that are low-cost, behavioral-type things. There's an educational component that's sustainable, things that the home owners and residents can do immediately to make a difference. Thermostat settings, refrigerated coil brushes, air conditioning filters, and in fact, one of the sustainable pieces of the program, we actually leave 12 air conditioning filters. We don't just change your filter today and be gone, but here's one for you for the next 12 months. So to start building those habits and those small things people don't realize that make a difference. So.
WMNF asked Guthrie why Progress Energy would be so concerned about reducing the energy consumption of their customers, since that means a reduction in Progress Energy revenues.
Well, it makes good business sense. I mean, we're all in this together, and I'm sure you've heard of our balanced solution, trying to answer environmental impacts, address those concerns, as well as lower the bills. But in the long run, if we're able to reduce energy consumption, really, efficiency is the greenest of the green. I mean, we don't have to build power plants that are going to sit there idle for many months just to meet a high peak demand, say in a winter morning or in the hot afternoon of the summer. So it makes good business sense for us and environmental sense, and we're customers too.
Where do you need light the most?
Duke Mensa is an energy coordinator subcontracted by Progress Energy to conduct audits. He said that there are 800 homes scheduled to be audited in the Bartlett Park neighborhood. Materials like light bulbs and thermostats that are given to the residents cost about $125 per house, and the cost of labor is about $45 per home, Mensa said. His neighborhood energy saver team audited the house of Veronica Warren.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. I'll be glad. Anything to get the light bill down because it's very high.
Has it gone up recently, or has it always been high?
It's gone up. Yes, it is. It was like $300 or $400.
Warren said that she did not want the state's Public Service Commission to approve Progress Energy's proposed 31% rate hike.
No. No. No, I want no rate increase. No.
If you live in Bartlett Park, between 4th and 9th Street South, and between 11th and 22nd Avenues South in St. Pete, you can schedule your free Neighborhood Energy Saver audit by calling 1-800-254-8535. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.